Here's a thought about changing with time. You know, when I was a youth, I didn't like blue cheese at all, but my dad loved it. I now understand, because now that I'm the age my dad was back then, I appreciate blue cheese, and it's great. Back then, I used to love pre-sweetened cereals. Now I can't stand them. We change. We, as individuals, change with time, and so does our appreciation of artwork. A friend of mine told me a fascinating story that brings us all up. He was going through a box of prints that he had in the closet the other day, and he ran across a print that he paid some pretty good money for, 25, 30 years ago now, from a reasonably well-known photographer who shall remain nameless, although you would recognize the name, I have no doubt. He paid some serious money for this photograph, and when he pulled it out of the box, his first thought was, "What was I thinking?" He looked at the photograph and thought, I have no idea what I saw that was virtuous in this piece of artwork, because now it doesn't connect with me at all. That's the thing about artwork that is so fascinating. It's not as simple as beauty is in the eye of the beholder. It's that beauty is in the eye of the beholder at that particular moment in time. And if we live with artwork, our appreciation will change, because we will change. It may grow and deepen. It may not. It may go the opposite way. But the only way we know for sure is when we live with something for a while, which is why I'm an advocate for owning artwork and not just flipping through it on an Instagram account. That's not a way to allow your relationship with artwork to grow and change over time. Because who knows, what used to be awful blue cheese might become really lovely, tasty, enjoyable blue cheese.